I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My name is Olive Tucker, and I would like to welcome you to the Tuck In podcast. Each week, myself and my two sisters tuck into different life subjects with three different points of view.
Hi, I'm Sandra, and I'm the middle sister.
I'm Catherine, and I'm the eldest.
And in this episode, we are going to tuck into honesty. Do we really want honesty? And I am going to go full throttle on this. Do we really want honesty? So let me give you an example. You go to your partner. Do I look fat in this? Do you really want to know?
Yes, I do want to know.
Now, do you really want to know?
Yeah, I do want to know because it'll make me feel better. What I don't want is the skirt around it or give me a compliment with then a wallop behind it. Do you know what I mean? So don't be saying to me, oh no, that you don't look fat in that, but you don't look fat. No, let me get it right.
Because
I have to get it right. So don't say to me, it's lovely on you, but you look skinnier in that.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or there's more meat on a butcher's pencil. What are you asking me that for?
Right.
Just give it to me. Yeah, you do. You've got a little bit better. Do you know, you've got something better in your wardrobe. Just be honest with me. Say how it is.
So you do want honesty?
Yeah, I'd like a little bit of honesty. Yeah, thank you.
Catherine?
Yeah. I don't mind honesty, but it's how it's packaged.
Oh,
yeah,
exactly. I like it.
So don't give me like, I've seen it in better.
Okay.
What do you mean you see me in better? Like how much better? What is it? And okay. Then like, oh, well, I can't remember. I don't know. That's fucking like, there's no help.
Well, all I'm saying is, lie to my face.
Holy
really?
Lantern,
oh my God.
Jesus.
If I'm saying to either of you or my husband or anyone for that matter, oh my God, do I look fat in this? No, every time. I don't need you to tell me that I look fat or make me to feel.
Then why are you asking?
Because everyone asks.
Yeah, but go on.
Sorry. Right. So if you know, it's Christmas, you've had a bit too much mashed potato, all that jazz. You know what I mean? You're going out. Stephen's like, do I look a bit fat in this, bit frumpy? Always say no.
Okay, but if you're asking the question, you know the answer.
Yeah, of course you do. You obviously feel fat in it.
Because you're looking at
yourself. Yeah, but sometimes I might just be bloated. Sometimes it might be period time. Do you know what I mean? I might
but just then like, why are you asking the question? You know what you're looking at. If you can see that pouch, you know it's there. There's no hiding. If you can see it, I can see it.
Well, I know about my pouch.
Oh, and we all know about your pouch.
Yeah, but I'm not. I know if I gave up, you know, Chinese food, custard cream biscuits, sweets, Twixes, I wouldn't have a pouch, but I'm not willing to give that up. So I'm just wanting someone to say to me, no, you look great, and we're all good.
Yeah, no, but isn't it not just like that whole scenario, though? It's like that whole scenario when you're looking at the X Factor, right?
Yeah.
And there's that poor little fucker on there. And they're bleeding, bellowing out the tunes, and they're wrong on all levels. And I always say, did somebody not tell them? Like, did somebody, would their man Dan not say to them, ah, no, love, don't go on the X Factor.
You can't sing.
You can't sing. So don't do that to me. Don't send me out if I'm looking fat. Don't do that. Because I've often said, has she not got a mirror in the house? Or does someone not tell her? You need to be telling people these things.
Now, I understand that. But
I don't want to be told that. If I feel good.
I don't think you should be asking the question, Olive.
Dana.
No, because then you're making me lie to you. I don't want to lie to you.
Catherine, tell everyone.
Honesty is the best policy.
Tell everyone your response when you say, when people say to Catherine, she walks out like 6 in the morning anyway, there's a whole other episode. And you say, so come here, you look great, you have to lose me. No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Oh, God.
I haven't.
It's called body dysmorphia.
But I haven't. My clothes are still the same. They still fit me the same.
Oh, Catherine, would you give over? I can whip out about 10 bleeding photographs of you.
My face changes. I think my face shape changed.
Your whole body shape has changed.
I don't think it has.
You have, seriously.
I have my jeans from back in the day.
Oh.
The original Levi's.
Oh, no.
That I wore. Like, I'm going back 30 years ago. I love these Levi's ripped jeans. They were like 35 inch, 36 inch waist. I used to pull the big belt. They had all the big rips in them. They're still the same, mommy.
Yeah, but does everybody, I think, have that one item of clothing in the wardrobe that you're very...
No.
I have this skirt, right? And if I feel a bit like, oh, jeans on if you bit too much, or, oh.
I'm going to get back in that.
I tried that skirt on for a point of reference.
Yeah.
And if I feel a bit slushy in there, I go, right, we need to have a chat. We need to cut it back, Olive, because I'm a sugar fiend. You know that. So I'll cut it back and I will. But if that skirt feels fine, I'm just like, oh, Jason, it's just obviously period or it's just wind or I'm glad I'm
not the only person that has that item in my wardrobe. But the item that I have in my wardrobe
is,
do you remember the little hot pantsuit that we wore out for our brother's hen do?
Sandra.
Size 6.
Sandra, calm down. You're pushing on nearly 50.
It doesn't matter.
And you're talking about
I want to get back
suit.
There.
Ah, no.
But I'm not doing that in the bowery.
Sandra.
It's like saying you want to put your wedding dress on all over again.
Oh, well, I would do.
No, I understand that because it's floor length. But Sandra, the hot pants.
I mean, take a minute. I love an old hot pants.
We love a hot pants.
Look, and you have great legs once you got your varicose vein removed, Sandra.
Thank God.
No, but I wouldn't
veins, varicose veins.
Yeah. That was a hard time.
That was a very hard time.
And I was honest with you, when I saw that varigo sticking out, I did say, whoa, get that done immediately.
Well, I'm glad you're getting yours done now. I'm glad you took that bleeding bit of advice and now you're running with your varigos.
I also took more advice because, do you remember the time I went out one night and I went through this phase, as I'm sure many people do. You know, I had my second kid. I had absolutely no boobs. They were just not even a thing.
Oh, and God. I was like, are we going there?
And we are going there. I'm going to be transparent.
Let's do it.
I'm going to be honest, and I didn't ask for your opinion on this, but you were like, you need to wear a bra. And I was like, I'm not wearing a bra because my boobs are too flat and no one cares. He was like, yeah, bra, you need to wear a bra. Your boobs are disgraceful.
They were like two golf balls and socks. All of
yeah, and I took that on board.
No, you didn't. You're like, no, I'm not wearing a bra, no. And the bleeding face on it, like.
But yeah. If we hadn't told you, it would have been worse. We would have been committing
sin. I know, I had to go a boob job.
Look at you, gorgeous. Have to say to wear a bra.
So now
I'm just like.
So yeah. If you was turning around and telling me in the near future, oh God, yeah, you look a little bit, you know, round.
Well, I didn't want to say.
I'm going to jump on a flight to Turkey and have the whole thing whipped up.
I didn't want to say.
I remember being brutally honest with you, and I'm going back to your pre-wedding days.
Talk to me.
And you brought me to a venue.
Oh yes.
No names, no scandal.
Okay.
And you saw me this big venue, this castle, the dream, the whole lot.
Oh yeah.
And I'll never forget walking in there, and it was the furthest thing from. The dream and the castle and the whole lot.
Was it just like a room?
No, it was a big castle.
It was a castle.
But it was horrendous. And she sobbed from that place.
Because we weren't speaking our language.
It was in our home. She had to put a deposit and all down on it.
Give over.
Yeah. And we brought one of her kids with us. And she was like, this doesn't look like the Disney castle. And I was like,
as we're driving up to it. And there's a dog on the green with the mange.
That's
what it looked like.
And the dog. So basically, you know me, I'm a sucker. I love a good bit of customer service. I'm all in. If you're buying,
if you're telling,
I'm here, I'm all in. I know it's a fault, but I appreciate a good bit of customer service.
That's fair enough.
So we got excited. We went and had a look at the wedding venue, and there was a wedding actually, you know, on when we went to kind of had a look at it. So we've seen all the bells and whistles and all that. So then I was like, oh my God, Catherine, obviously I want to bring you down, have a look at it because.
Frank
has to control it, has to be involved, and obviously wants the best for me and my husband to be. It was the most horrendous experience ever.
Right, can I just stop you there and ask you a question?
Yes.
Was it the most horrendous experience ever because she wasn't listening to your tune? Did she tell you honesty and you didn't like that honest reply?
Oh no, she was honest to a fault, but I needed to hear that.
Okay, and is that why you were so upset?
I was so upset.
I'm talking
to the fact where she's saying to the wedding planner, she's not getting married here.
Oh, I put
a $2,000 deposit down and me and my husband to be are standing there and she's saying, she's not getting married here. I mean, this isn't happening. You need to show me your fire cert because the amount of people you were telling me that are in this room are not allowed to be in this room because it's too small. And
the
your
fire
man,
cert.
The fire cert you wanted to see.
He wasn't going to give her a deposit back.
Oh no, I wasn't.
Oh, so you're bringing the fire into it.
Come here. All I'll say is we were standing in the middle of the dance floor and there's a bride and groom on the way, mind you.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And there's a chipped glass on the table.
Oh, eagle eye.
So
honest,
I'm like,
geez.
Sorry, if the bride and groom are coming, you might want to change that.
You did not?
Yeah, I did. 100%.
So you're telling them how to do their job?
And he was shuffling around. And then when I said, obviously, they, you know, they have a top table. Top table's supposed to be on the dance floor. Well, where would she sit when it's, you know, when the band starts? Oh, she'll shuffle over here. We don't do shuffling.
Your man tried to bullshit catch him, whereas I was bullshit. I was all
in. She was all
in.
Hook, like, line and sinker.
I'm
you
in.
Were.
I'm
yeah,
in.
Exactly.
But he wasn't selling it to catch it. So anyway, it turns around that we drove home. Because when me and my husband were getting married, it was actually me, Catherine, and my husband.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? She came everywhere with us. And me and Catherine kind of nearly, you know, decided. And then we went to my husband.
Okay,
and I was like, right,
enough,
this
yeah.
is what we're thinking.
Yeah.
And anyway, and I knew it came from a good place, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The honesty came from a good place. So that I could take. The boobs was a low blow, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but you needed that.
You
that
needed
had to be done.
It. You need that kick up the
that
ass.
Had to be done.
Jesus Christ, you think I want to let it go through life with them things? Like, hello.
You can't talk.
I give over.
Sandra, yours are in bits as well.
Fine.
Yeah, no.
Absolutely.
I'm
no problem going to getting a boob job if you want to sponsor it. Like, I'll take a sponsorship.
I'm not
you
know
going to. Oh, actually, you could do a sponsorship card for me.
Oh, no.
Do you want to do that?
No, Sandra.
Oh, okay.
Because that'll just take me back to the trauma of childhood when you sent me around the doors pretending that the sponsor card was actually for people who needed it when it was
apparently I need it.
When it was for you going out the weekend.
I need it.
So we don't mind, you know, the honesty if it comes from a good place.
Yeah.
Right? So you were honest with me. And anyway, I ended up getting surgery done. Thanks to Towson for that.
Yeah. You wanted
I am delighted now. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
But what if, thanks, but what if you've the friend or the neighbour or the person that says to you, oh, you look tired. Like, you look very pale. Now, we've all come across these people.
Yeah, they're out there, they're hundreds.
Now, are we looking at these type of people, and we'll go around the table here, are we looking at them saying, geez, they're very tawful. Geez, I do look a bit tired.
No, I don't know.
So what are you thinking, Sandra?
Shut your mouth. You haven't got anything nice to say, don't say it at all. I know I look tired. I know I haven't had a good night's sleep. I don't need you coming up to me, first thing in the morning, before my day starts, saying to me, geez, you look tired. Yeah, because I haven't slept.
But what if you have slept?
I slept too hard.
Simple. I overslept.
I had me during the day. I couldn't even open my eyes. You know when you have that real deep sleep? And I felt like I had to walk around like holding my eyes open. But you get people looking at you. And that's another reason why I won't go out of the house with my makeup on in the mornings. Because if anybody says that to me, it starts me off the wrong way. Like, it sets me up for a wrong day then.
Does it?
I would never say it to anybody, geez, you look tired. It's not a nice thing to say to anybody. So people need to stop saying that. Little bit of consideration, folks. That's all I'm saying.
And Sandra, did you get that off your chest?
100%.
Because you gave your head a wobble there.
I feel like that has just gone off my shoulders. So I'm delighted. Thanks for asking that question.
No worries. No worries. Catherine, what are you thinking?
I don't like when it's said, but it depends. I suppose I'm on the shelf of that, on the shelf, on the gate, whatever it's called. So I'm sitting on something here.
All right, elf.
Yeah, on the shelf.
Right, elfie.
It depends on, I suppose, who's saying it and why, and the way they say it. I think some people could be like concerned.
Yeah.
Are you all right? You know, your pal, you're all right, you look a bit tired.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I get that, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Don't come at me with, you look tired. Do you know what you should do? Don't give me advice on what I should do and what I shouldn't do.
Yeah.
Can't go home and sleep for 3 hours. I can't do that. I'm actually tired, yeah. Or sometimes I'll always come back with, you want to see it from this side? Because what is he supposed to say? You know you look tired.
But isn't it like a little knife in the
eyes? It is a little knife.
Yeah.
What, do you like when people say
do you
it
know
to
what?
You?
When people say it to me, I'm just thinking, you fucker.
You fucker.
Like, back up. And I see people. Like, I'm of the impression, I never say anything. I never pass remark on people. Because you don't know what people are going through. And I'd be afraid in my life that they were out having the knife from me. I just wouldn't do it.
No.
I'm of the same impression of you. If you have nothing nice to say,
don't say it. No,
and if you are being an asshole and saying them things to people, stop, because they can see through you.
Yeah, of course they can.
And I feel like I got that out of my chest
a little bit of a wobble. That's great.
But come here, I do agree with Catherine as well. Like, if someone says to you, come here, you're all right. Like, that's a different scenario. It comes from a good place.
Yeah, well, see, if your friends are doing that, and because like sisters as well, like if I ring you, if I FaceTime you, or if I FaceTime you, Catherine, I know by the look on your face whether you look tired or you don't look tired, something's going down.
Yeah.
Something's not right. So that's okay. That's your door open to do that.
Yeah.
That's okay. But I'm not going to FaceTime you and go, geez, Catherine, believe it, say it, you look knackered. I think some
people say it because you've nothing else to say.
Yeah,
I just want to say something.
But I have to tell you, you want to see me when I wake up in the morning, like I am
horrendous looking in the morning.
I think we are.
So
there.
You know what I mean? Like if someone actually, you know when someone says to me, you look tired, you look this, you look the other. If someone actually really saw me, the minute I wake up, like sometimes my husband goes, Jesus.
Well, it's mental because I think the older you get,
I don't care.
No, the worse you get.
Yeah.
No, you really do. Because I've noticed that I'm not of a certain age of womanhood. Like, my hair's playing havoc at the moment. Right. Do you know what I mean? Like,
are you going through the menopause, Sandra?
I think maybe I am. Oh, I think, is. Oh yeah, peri-peri marinade, as so, I call it.
Catching your diagnosis.
Yeah, oh dead. No, I'm peri-peri marinade all
okay,
the time.
What's peri-peri marinade?
So peri-peri menopause, that's the start of it, yeah. Isn't it? So that's what I think. It's probably.
What are we marinating here?
Well, no, that's just my saying.
I've marinated down the gel.
She needs a bathing gel. That's just my name for it. Nobody else's. That's not a medical term. That's just me.
Say it again.
Peri peri marinades.
So you're marinating in the peri peri?
Yeah, something like that.
Anyhow. Oh, stop.
Yeah, something like that. Anyhow, so when I used to get a blow dry, that was fine. I get about 2 days, 3 days out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, not anymore. Like, I'm talking fuzzy wuzzy as a woman. Maybe like, on all ends. And it's down to that.
Maybe your hairdresser's just shit.
I am a hairdresser.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
there you go. I was wondering if someone was blow drying your hair.
Oh, no, I blow dry my own hair.
So like maybe that finish isn't great or they're lazy.
Been doing it for years, you know.
You've answered your own question there.
Yeah. True story. Anyway,
there you go.
Go and get a salted. Peri marinade.
So, Katya, you think she's going.
She needs a gel. Wait, get her the gel. She'll be grand.
For people like me who are not perimenopausal or only learning about this topic, what's the gel?
It's a gel you put on your arms. It's hormone replacement.
Smothered in it. Drinks it every
head
morning.
No, you can only put a certain amount down because the side effects is all sorts going on. Like it's quite a complex thing. You have to have levels checked, blood's done, all of that. No joke, seriously. But you do need to go and get tested. I'm about to tell you.
Are you telling me to go and get tested?
Many times I'm telling you.
I said go and get tested.
They're telling you lies. Go and get tested again.
All my blood's worth correct.
That's a lie. Correct for who?
Katya's going to grow a tour in a minute with all the gel she's drinking.
Well, come here, I have to tell you, I do love the honesty, but Sandra, you need to go and get checked. Oh. Anyway, I was at a wedding a while ago. I was having a ball, having the time of my life. And I felt a little rub on my back. And somebody was like, oh God, you know, you look real slim. That looks great. Da, 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 da. And they give me a little rub and I love a little stroke. But they were checking to see if I had a sucky in on.
What?
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
Hold on, you hate that. So you know about that as well?
Oh, that's happened to me.
Yeah. This is a thing.
So instead of asking me like, are you on a diet or, you know, where are you walking out or what are you doing? It's like, oh, you look great. What are you doing? Da-da-da. You know, that wasn't the conversation. It was a little stroke to the back and I was like, ooh. And people are checking to see if you have your slimmies on.
So it's a thing that people are actually doing.
Instead of asking you, being honest, you know, what about
they're
these people
you.
That are behind the door? Yeah.
Get your hand off me. That's what I was saying. Excuse me.
Well, you don't say hello with your hands. You say hello with your mouth. Hello.
Of course you do.
So get your hands off me back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if you're like me and loving an old rub?
Of your husband, yeah.
Ah, stop.
I actually enjoyed the little rub, but I knew what they were doing.
No, that's just not on.
No need for
that. That's sneakiness, that is.
But that's what I'm saying. What about the honest sneakies? You know the people that go, I'm just honest. I'm honest.
No, they're not honest.
I'm real honest.
No, or I'm straight honest. As a die.
No, you're not. You're just trying to be rude and just trying to give somebody, just trying to make somebody have a bad day.
So if someone was giving you a little rub down on the back to check and see if you had like a Slimo on or a Sucky in or a Skims, would you be like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Well, if someone comes to me like that now, I'm torn with my fist closed nearly.
Oh, yeah, she's going to
back into
away.
Ah,
oh, no.
I was like, while you're at it, you wouldn't give us an old scratch there because I knew what they were doing.
Is that not boundaries now? Is that not invading your space?
No, I like the rub.
Oh, stop.
But I knew.
No.
Here we go, the rub. No.
I love a rub.
Yeah, no, I know you do, but there's rub and there's limits.
There's rubs, Olive. Come on. Like, you mean, my husband can give me a rub. Like, I mean, he can rub me feet if he wants or whatever, but it's, you know.
Well, not those.
I bought a Slimmy Yoke years ago in Florida. This thing was like bounce and it hooked an eye all the way up. Now we are in, up, out. Like you're supposed to wear these things like for 12 hours a day, 5 days a week, 7 days a week. Whatever. Oh yeah, this is the way they were selling them. But it was whopper. It was unbelievable.
Right.
And I put it on one night and we're going out and we're going to this big event type of thing. And I had it on the dress and it really did work. It was great. But I'll never forget that whole thing, you know, with the hand on your back.
Yeah.
But it was nearly boned. Right. And I remember later on thinking, Jesus, you probably think I'm in bondage wear or something underneath. Because that's what it felt like.
Of course it is.
Because the dress was kind of a woolly kind of dress over it, so you couldn't see lines or anything. But as soon as you put your hand on, you could feel bones.
Oh, so people thought you were a bit spicy?
Oh, I'd say the tartan's all starts going on underneath it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm here for
that. Oh, I'd imagine so, yeah.
I actually can't believe that is actually a thing, that people are feeling you for your underwear.
Maybe people have been feeling you and you don't know.
It's not to feel on, huh?
You don't want to feel on me?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't wear sucky-ins, thanks very much. Don't need a sucky-in, thanks very much.
Everyone wears a sucky-in.
Don't even possess one.
That's a lie. She's put on an
now. She has a pair on now. Of course she does.
I do.
Doesn't know without them.
So I actually leaned into that because I love the little rub, rub, rub. But then kind of led me on to think, right, obviously I'm a hugger and I love a bit of affection.
Mm-hmm.
But you two, on the other hand, are all about step back and reassess the situation. Don't come near me, especially you, Katrin. I mean, you are, now she's in denial. She tried to tell me the other day, you know, I'm a hugger. I was like, a tree hugger? Because she ain't a person hugger.
I am a hugger.
You're not a hugger.
I like you, I hug you.
Because I've never, you've hugged me because you like me. And you've no choice.
You hug your family.
Yeah, but if I say hello to my friends, I'd
look, she even looks uncomfortable trying to do it. She actually looks like she's doing the worm instead of a hug. What? You know, the worm.
The worm.
You know when you're out and you do the robot. Yeah, well.
And that's because you do dance-offs.
When I have a few vodkas on me.
Yeah.
Katrin, do not try and shy from this. You are not a hugger. And at what planet do you think that you're affectionate?
But why would you not? Oh, I think I am affectionate.
How could you think that?
But why would you not think that?
Because, Katrin, when anyone steps close to you, you start giving them the nostrils and all, flaring, what are they doing? They're trying to rob me. What's happening here? Anyone else?
Would that be strangers now? She wouldn't do that with a family member or Anne.
No, when's the last time she hugged you?
Today, when she picked me up from the airport.
Before then?
That's a lie. I didn't know.
Last week, when she dropped me off the airport.
She didn't lie. She's sitting in the driveway.
I was just trying to have her back there.
I was rubbing her back.
I do hug people. And I don't know why you don't think I'm very affectionate.
No, I know you're giving it all that. I'm very affectionate now, but you're not.
Yeah.
If you're loving this episode or you're just nosy, you can find more of us on Insta at Tuck In Sisters. Linktree is in the bio. Share, subscribe to the podcast. Go on, press the button. You know you want to.
Catherine, sometimes you have to be shocked, or sometimes you need to know the truth.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to be honest.
Well, since we are covering honesty, at what stage in your life, like, look, come here, your material, your kids, we're not talking about that. When you see people, you're awkward. You're like, it's just like I don't really want to shake the hand. You're an overthinker.
Do you know what she has said sometimes? Are we kissing here?
Who's she kissing here? Like, who's she kissing?
Are we kissing? You see someone, you go, like, I should say, are we kissing here?
Like, why?
She laughs the person.
That's like, so awkward.
Yeah. She laughs.
Yeah, because, like, sometimes, like, if you go in for the hug and the two cheeks, they look at you like you're fucking 10 heads. So I'm like, right, back away in that scenario.
Like, what do you
just
think?
Just find out, what are we doing here? Are you kind of wait and follow the lead?
Oh my God, are you a double kisser or a single kisser? Or a air kisser?
I can't even move on to kisses because I need to, like, actually, I need to tell you as an honest sister, you are not a hugger and that's okay.
Well, I think I am.
I don't think.
But how could you think you are? Like,
how could you think I'm not?
But who are you? Because, Katrin, you don't do it. You don't do it. To a person that you've just met, or you'd say to someone like, oh, this is, you know, this is
such and such.
You wouldn't go, oh, hiya.
No, you wouldn't. I'm not saying you're not warm.
Strangers, I'm not going to. I don't know who the airways are to come from.
So what if they shake your hand? Do you feel real uncomfortable? Are you a handshaker?
I'm conscious of it. If you're a handshaker, now, I hate a jelly
limp
handshake.
A limp handshake. I hate a limp jelly handshake.
Come here, do you know what I think when people shake my hand?
Go on.
Where's
your hand at the bin?
Yeah. Have you washed, like, especially if it's a male, I'm like, oh, have they got willy hand?
Sorry.
I'm thinking it. Have you got willy hand? Is there a smell of willy off your hand?
Oh,
I can't.
Jesus.
So I'm a hugger because I like people. I think you need to learn from this, Katrin.
Smell it.
I'm going to get back to the willy hand, but
I want you to go back to the willy hand.
Listen, right? If I am, like, I loved in the pandemic when we all had to use hand sanitizer. Like, I was here for that.
You still use it though?
Yeah, all the time.
You won't shake someone's hand, but you'll hug them.
I'm not saying that, yeah, because they don't have willy body.
You don't know what they have in their body.
So just the male population.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'll shake a woman's hand.
Well, I'd be afraid she has fanny hands.
Oh,
my God, she has fanny hands. Listen, I don't know what people are doing on their own time.
Where's she getting it? I have to be honest with you.
Listen,
I don't want to know where she's getting it from, fanny hands.
Okay, listen.
No, can we not?
I'm all about hug, embrace, warmth. If you're in my company, you know, if you're in my company, it's warm, or I'm a hugger. And even when people do that awkward thing you do, catch, I go, I always say, come here, I'm a hugger, bring it in. Because, like, let's get it out of the way.
Okay.
I don't want a willy hand. I don't want a fanny hand.
No.
I don't want any hands anymore.
And you know what I'm real weird about as well? You know when you go up an escalator, I'm like, don't put your hands on that. You know, the
so if you fall backwards.
You won't, because you stand there, Katrin. You don't have five vodkas in you. Do you know what I mean? Like, you stand there normal.
I don't
I'm buying you for Christmas.
What? Gloves?
You know them gloves? More gloves. You know them bleeding body suits that they have at the bleeding detective places. You know them from the toes to the head up, hood,
yeah.
Gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Small, medium, or large.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not thinking of when men are shaking my hand and, like, it's, oh, give me a firm handshake. I'm like, yeah, better not be a smell of willy off your hand.
Oh,
do you smell your hand after?
No.
Because
but what if I do smell a bit of willy off the hand and then I can't even look
just
at them then?
Wrong. How do you even smell like?
Everyone knows what smell of willy is.
Oh,
come on. And you know what a smell of fanny is as well. Let's
Jesus
be honest.
Jesus Christ. Oh, this hell, is after taking such
well,
a
I, we're after taking a left turn at Albuquerque.
100%.
But I'm just saying.
Hum off your bum.
Keep it. Yeah.
I just scratched our arse.
Catching feet. Sometimes your arse. Sometimes. Well, there's a smell of arse off some people. But catching. If your arse gets itchy, you have to scratch it.
Oh, no, I'm all about
that. Outside the fabric.
But you
go somewhere
private and scratch it and you wash
fabric.
Your hands. You don't scratch it.
But
like,
catching. Some people don't wash their hands. I'm going to break that to you now. So that's, and I love the females and I love the males. Don't come at me with your hands because I don't.
Well, you know what to do now, folks. Do not put your hand out because it ain't getting shook.
Put it out to be slapped.
It ain't getting shook.
Just hug me. Because I know there's not a smell of willy.
I don't even know. I don't want to.
You've got a smell of BO off
shaking
you.
Hands.
And then you've got a smell of BO off you after hugging someone. Because that can happen.
Or do you have a smell of wet dog?
That can happen.
Smell of wet dog.
Wet dog. Oh. No. I'm going for the BO.
So you hug somebody and they're like, ooh, that's bleeding, kicking up.
Oh, do you ever get the smell of the fry off
someone? Smell
you
of
people. You know when you walk by, you can actually nearly tell what happened for that dinner.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Greasy spoon smell.
Yeah.
It's like when.
So why would you hug someone like that?
Yeah, well, yeah,
but I'd rather smell a greasy spoon off them than
don't
a smell.
Say it.
I'm not going to say
it. Don't say it again.
I'm not going to say
please don't
it.
Say the W.
I'm not going to say it.
WH.
That a smell of Willy Wonka off them.
No. You know what I mean?
But come here, listen, we've all. But that leads me on to another cracker. What if there's a, like a bang a bow off someone's.
That's right, yeah.
For people that don't know what bow is, it's BO, lads. And I think you can smell that off yourself. Do you know what I mean? Like,
100%.
And if you don't wash yourself, you're fucking lazy. And get in the shower now and bleach your body down.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Some people suffer, have complaints.
Right? I understand that, Catherine.
Well, then have two showers.
Yeah, wash on the regular.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You need to.
Get yourself a new deodorant.
Yeah, it's not good, is it?
But would you be honest enough to your friend and say, come here, listen, the bang a bow off you there, what's the story?
I would. I'd probably deliver it a little bit better. Yeah. I wouldn't be saying, come here, there's a bang a bow off you.
That's a dodgy one.
It's all about the delivery here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So how you package it.
It's how you package it, absolutely. Yeah,
you can't be hitting them with that now.
Just to let you know, there's deodorant in my bathroom up there if you need it.
No, you can't put deodorant on if you have a smell. It'd be
there's
worse.
Water in me tap and soap, then put your deodorant
but
on.
I kind of do this. Oh my God, is that smell off me? Oh.
You do know.
I do, yeah. I'm sorry, I do, lads. Like,
so if you ever know, if you're ever sitting around and she goes, oh, is that smell off me? Go to the toilet and wash your pits.
Well,
I'll wash your hands.
I'll wash your fanny. Well, come here. I suppose that is filter business as well. You know what I mean?
Of course it
like
is.
It leads on to filter. Like, come here. If someone has a bang of sweat off them, like, come here. I'm not perfect. Like, I'm sure there's a smell of bow off me sometimes, which just.
Yes, I didn't want to say.
Well, you know, now that we're covering honesty. But, like, do you have a filter? Like, do you know what I mean? When is enough to enough? Like, when are we crossing lines here? Like, I would say that, oh, come here. Oh, my God. Well, is that smell off me? Because I'd be hoping the other person be. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I'd be hoping that they go, oh, hang on, maybe that's off me. And double check themselves.
Okay, and then the face goes really red.
Well, Sandra,
you've embarrassed
them. What would you say? Nothing.
I'd say no, there's no smell off you because they probably can't smell themselves anyway.
Yeah, so you're barefaced lying to someone?
No, I'm not barefaced lying. If it's a person that I didn't know, I'm not going to say to them, there's a bang a bow off you. There's no way I'm saying that. If it's my friend, I'm going to say, listen, is everything all right there? Do we need to go to that? We need to go to the doctor and get your pits sorted or something. Do you know what
no,
I mean?
Sandra, no, not in real time. No,
tell
you're
my
not.
Friends
is
are just all washed.
Right here, and then leading to,
no,
smell
you're
BL.
Not, Sandra. Like, if, no, you're not. Like, if you think of your friends there, like, no, just marinate that, yeah? With your peri-peri marination for a minute. Catherine, give it to me. What are you saying? Because I know you're coming out.
Oh, yeah, but it's. It's very dodgy.
Well, like I think your facial to say,
I think it's dodgy to say that, but like, oh, you have to be tackled that.
You couldn't be around someone that stinks.
Oh, no,
you'd have to say.
Couldn't.
Would you not say to a member of that family, stomach, say, would you not sick? Tell such and such as a smell off them or something?
Sandra, you want to go to that ma and say, there's a bang of bow off your kids.
Not the man, maybe your husband or something.
Stop it, Sandra.
How do you go to a husband and say, excuse me, there's a bang off your wife?
I don't know.
So this
there
is the girl.
Ways around it.
This
though.
Is the girl who wants the honesty. Give it to me, honest. But I'm not delivering it.
Oh no! Like honesty off my family and friends. Look, can you imagine somebody sitting across from you and going, "Smell a sweat off you"?
I go, "Oh my God, is there? Hang on a minute. That's exactly what I do. Oh my God. Oh my God, is there? Oh God.
Would you not be
here?
Embarrassed?
No. No.
I think I would be embarrassed. I'd be. Scared.
I'd be mortified.
Do you know why I'd be embarrassed? If I knew I was a sweaty Betty and I wasn't washing.
I know I'd be.
Well, save you are a sweaty Betty and you are washing. You can't help it.
Well, I'd say I have a medical problem.
Yeah, there you go. So you just need to go and get that sorted. You need to get that sorted.
But I just can't believe that you wouldn't say it.
I don't know.
And Katrin, don't even look at me and tell me you would definitely say it. You'd I'd lash someone out of it.
I wouldn't lash them out. I'd say something, but I'd be a little bit kinder than fucking smell a bow off you.
You don't say that.
Or smell a willy off you.
Smell a fanny off you.
Or smell a fanny. Or smell a hole.
Smell a donkey dick off you.
Oh, stop.
Give it over.
Fucking me.
Sorry, I'm about to get a bit excited.
Oh, you're getting carried away here now.
So I can understand now why people blank me in the street and pretend they don't know me.
100%. It's not that they can't see it.
Sorry.
Did someone talk to you?
Donkey dick.
Can you not keep saying that, please?
Sorry.
Like, I'm actually starting to feel really uncomfortable sitting here.
I've never heard that before in my life.
This is not what you're talking about.
I've got a bad news.
Are you shaking donkey's legs or
listen. But I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out there.
Donkey dick.
I gave us a giggle, didn't I?
I can't cope.
I don't want any more of them giggles. Thanks very much.
Can you not? That's like I'm knocking the socks out.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to take any.
What are you thinking about? Hugging someone in a donkey dick.
You know I'm not crazy on the outdoors, so don't worry about it. You know what I mean?
Christ.
No.
Do you know what? Every time we do this podcast, I am learning something new. Every day is a school day with you, Olive. I'm not going
to lie. Listen, sister, that is what I bring to the table.
Oh, my heart's pounding.
I'm
sweating.
Are you okay?
Don't smell the bow off you.
Have you any deodorant?
Hang on. I don't want to be too honest. I might hurt your feelings. Absolutely not. Oh, please. So I can understand now. So come here. I've had some scenarios. I'm sure you have had it as well. And people who are listening. When people blank you and they see you and they pretend that they haven't seen you.
Oh.
What are we doing there? Now, listen, I've done it to people because I haven't had my glasses on. Do you know what I mean?
That's fine.
But if someone blanks you once.
Yeah.
Do you let that slide?
Yeah.
Or do you start shouting, here are you. It's me.
It's I'm over here. No, I don't.
Did you see me? Or do you just ignore it?
I would just blank them the next time myself. Look, you can blank me once.
Okay.
Don't blank me twice. Okay. Especially if I've been speaking to you, like, say, at the school or something, or at the shops, you know, and we've had a conversation. Why are you blanking me? Have I done something wrong for you to blank
me? Are you having this in your mind? Or are you having this
with someone already now?
I'm asking you the question. I'm asking you the question. Am I talking like...
But you know we all know these people.
Oh, 100%.
Like, they're serial offenders, reason being. Like, you have one day... I can't keep up. I don't know where I stand. Like, one day they say hello to you. The next day I'm having a conversation with you. The next day they ignore you. Like, what are we doing here?
Well, that's just blanking them.
But it could be the humour they're in. Like, you just don't know what's going on. They could see you. They might not see you. They could be in deep thought.
Yeah, but
you might just
know,
not like it that day.
Sandra, Katrin, if someone's blanking you, are you thinking like that? Or are
I
you
couldn't
thinking?
Give a fuck. I'm not in the business of getting new friends. If you don't want to talk to me and don't say hello to me, that's your own business. Say hello to me tomorrow, I'll say hello back to you. I don't really care. I'm over it, like.
Yeah, but
I don't
know
think about
them.
That. It would annoy me if they were like close and walked straight by me. I'd be like, right, I'm at the pissing them off, I'm at the doing something. Then I'd have to find out.
Would you be
wrong.
Paranoid though?
That's what I
no,
was
I'd have to
ask.
I'd have to find out. Is there something wrong here?
Would you stop or him? Or would you say, are we all right here?
Oh, no, I would let her probably. I'd probably pass the person and then kind of reassess the whole thing. Right, that did happen. They did see me and make sure I knew myself what I was doing. And then the next time I'd say, sorry, I see you. Are you all right? Or send a text. Seen you today. You didn't look the best. Are we all right?
Oh, you didn't look the best.
You look very tired. You okay?
Don't say
that. Catching that friend.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I would. I'd have to like
address it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But people that I don't really know, random hellos, I would not, because I'm the type that if I haven't got my glasses on either and I can't see it, I'm not. I might be walking around looking, but my head could be somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I'm actually not seeing you. Even though it looks like I am.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I don't really care. Unless you're coming at me with an attitude.
Oh, yeah. And you have that face on you.
With that face.
Then
I'd be right, this is not on. I'm not having this now. What's the story with you?
So that's when the text message is sent.
That's when the nose flares. So and then I'm like...
You wouldn't go to their face and ask them to send a text message?
Oh, no. If they came at me like with a face and blatantly like...
What, blatantly what? Do that again?
Do the nostrils again.
For the people that didn't know, the nostrils came out and the head went back.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? That they blatantly, like, to your face, dish you.
Yeah.
Then you have a problem.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what's
what are you saying, Olive?
Oh, it's a tough one for me because I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck is their problem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people do it to me on the regular. And it does, I do be like, what's the story with them? Do you know what I mean? But then I've done it to people. you know, or do you ever get when you meet someone and they're like, oh, hey, Olive, and I can't remember the name. And I'm like, oh, oh hey, love.
Yeah. Have you ever had someone come up to you and say, are we all right? You blanked me a few times.
Oh, I say, sorry, but.
Have you ever had
no,
that?
No, I've never had that.
No, have no. you ever had that, Catherine?
No.
No, I've never had that.
All right, I thought you were going to elaborate on that, Sandra.
No, I'm just saying then, we're not that kind of people then to
like,
do
I
it.
I didn't fucking see it.
There's yeah. people out there didn't. That do it, I think, probably. Oh, I'm not in the middle of talking.
You see, I would, you know, if someone did say something to me or that was the scenario, I'd be like, come here, look, and I'm delighted that you think that highly of yourself, that you think that I actually would be thinking about that, but yeah. I'm the most self-obsessed person on the planet, so I actually, it doesn't really bother me.
No, yeah, I couldn't care less.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. But don't get me wrong, when it happens, you're a little bit like,
ooh. Oh, yeah, you think about it.
Yeah, for like a split second, and then you're like, I move on.
Of course, because obviously you know the person, so you're like, right, what do I do here? Do I shit all over now this time?
Yeah.
I think if it's a close person, you have to say something, but if it's just someone that you're seeing,
not really
fuck them, do you know what I mean?
Love a bit of aggro, Sandra.
Loves it. All.
Does she?
Loves it. I don't look,
don't
be mind,
she's lying.
Does she?
I don't like aggro. I'm very placid kind of person.
Well, I know Catherine's real confrontation, loves the fight, rent a row.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
No, I am not.
Catherine,
hang on a minute. Yeah. I'm not a hugger and I'm a fucking rent a row.
Well, yeah, you would be a rent a row, Catherine. You have started many fights in your time.
I've actually got you out of holds many times.
I would say
not me. Yeah.
I would say Cork being one of them. Just saying, Catherine. I remember that time in Cork.
In Cork?
Catherine and Sandra.
In the nightclub, do you remember?
She got jumped.
We were in a nightclub in Cork and I got jumped.
Why?
Big mistake.
Was there a smell of
huge.
So we were in Cork nightclub and, you know,
just
great
a random
spot.
Nightclub in Cork.
Yeah. Just, I can't even remember.
Before
the name
she was going away to Australia years ago.
Yeah.
And it was your friend was from Cork.
Yeah,
and
we went down
for a night.
And we're in this nightclub. And
pokey little nightclub.
Yeah, it was nothing major. Like,
15, 20 people
but
in it, maybe.
These two kept whacking off us.
Oh, we all know that.
For no reason
on the dance floor,
at
like,
all.
Like,
and it was blatantly obvious. Right? It was like, you know. So I think it happened once, it happened twice. Well, Catch like, I'm not having this. Happened a third time. Well, I've never seen anybody being pinned up a wall in all my life. She just went for
it. Who like, Catch went for
her? Oh, yeah, she went for her. What do you think you're doing? Why are you, you know, banging off us? Who gets kicked out?
You.
We get lifted. The two of us get lifted out. They're in the corner crying.
Yeah, because they were from the area.
And did you just stand there and observe? Because you're not.
No, I tried my best, didn't I, Catherine?
Yeah, she was behind me.
I was behind her pushing.
Are you okay, Catherine?
I was behind her pushing. Like, I've had enough. Catherine, go on, Catherine.
It reminds me of the time when used to fight when I was a kid and used to be fighting in the sitting room and Catherine be battering Sandra and I'm like, kill her, kill her. Because Sandra used to try and batter me.
Yeah, but I got battered for using a bit of hair mousse. Do you remember that?
No.
So you remember years ago I had my natural curls?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Catherine had a perm.
Oh, so Catherine had a perm and you
and
never...
I was natural.
You
yeah.
were natural, never had a perm.
Yeah. So you used to obviously get your mousse and you'd have your mousse, which she used to get the expensive mousse, obviously.
Okay.
So she uses her mousse one of these
She probably
nights.
Worked hard for that expensive mousse.
Yeah, she probably done about three brassos or whatever. So, yeah, so she when you sprayed... I don't know whether it still happens now at mousse, but when you press the mousse down and you take it off, a little tiny bit comes out still.
Okay.
I don't know why that happened.
Okay.
Well, that little tiny bit came out and I did nothing but then just took it off the top and put it on top of my hair. Well, I was pinned against the wall for using a mousse.
Gotcha, you're very aggressive.
Seriously, like.
And this is the hugger, yeah?
Yeah, no, I am a hugger, but just don't piss on me parades.
But you're very, very...
I used a tiny bit of mousse.
Yeah, but you're doing something else probably that day,
I didn't
Sandra.
Do anything else. This is the problem.
Or that week or something. Sandra was 20
years ago,
things.
Let it go.
No, I'm not letting it go, Elsa.
You used to come round to me with your friends and say, she's either saying this to me, she's either saying that to me. Will you come out? And I used to go up and smack someone for her. And then come back in.
I wouldn't be doing it myself, would I?
You would not get them nails dirty for no one.
100%.
But before you two start smacking the head off each other, and I would.
It's going to happen.
She'd be like, go, catch go, go, Sandra, kill.
I'd be like, ding, ding, round one.
I've mellowed. She'll have a bikini on with the card.
I've mellowed in me old age.
I knew boobs out should have.
No, I can honestly say, thank God you've mellowed in your old
age. I really have.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Well, you were great for a bit of backup, in fairness. You know what I mean?
Like, she still is.
Yeah. She still is.
I have seen her, you know, in her full flow. And it is not
Rocky Balboa over
not
there.
Of recent
no.
You know there is memories flashbacks and stuff when you really used to attack Sandra
heels in the forehead like
oh yeah well look at she was
Sandra did you have to go to therapy
twice a week twice a week because of her
over the, do you want to have a security guard here just in case
and if there's, it's one, if there's I'm one gone there's one gone I'm not putting my hair curly because I'm not bringing mousse
no don't
no I'm not doing
flashbacks.
It flashbacks yeah traumatised
but before you two started to box the head off each other and I have to be the referee
yeah
well I have to wrap it up lads
I know very quick that one
I know I have to say I've learnt loads and had a giggle
well 100%. As you said every day's a school day Olive.
Bye. Well that's a wrap and if you love this episode go on and follow us on Insta at Tuck In Sisters. Linktree is in the bio. Share, subscribe on the podcast, go on press the button, you know you want to.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.